Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept a woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting long.
Jen likes him. I happen to actually like Garth Brooks, myself. Yeah, right. Okay, so the story today that we have at DougStefan.com about Garth Brooks, you may remember that he retired for a while, I think, to raise his children, then he got back into it and has had some of his most successful music in the last few years. He got social last November, has his own Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts, been very involved. What do we call it when you're tuned in and not tuned in? It's connected, right?
He's connected.
He's connected. Okay. So he's been using his cell phone for ideas for new albums and new music, new performances. Unfortunately for him, his cell phone is fried.
Oh.
And so
it's
all of the ideas that he had for his next album were on the cell phone.
Oh, no.
And now, because the ideas were stored there, and
he didn't back it up?
Phone stopped working, apparently not. He says, quote, "Here's where the old guy gets into technology, which is bad. All the new stuff, which I've been working on for 6 months, was on that phone. It's now fried, and I can't get the phone to come back up."
Yeah, I can't imagine that Garth Brooks walks into the Apple Store.
Is his wife, Trisha Yearwood, connected? Is she pretty astute?
Well, I would imagine. I mean, you know, she's in her late 40s, but I'd imagine she's, you know, got some sense of what's going on with the internet.
Oof.
That's terrible.
It really is. All right, so let's change the tone here a little bit. There's a terrific story about the power of music from New York City today, Roberta. The last month or so, 10, 12 times maybe a month, Opera Collective sends small groups of singers to the subway stations to perform. It's been going on about 10 years, apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yes. Yeah,
have you ever seen them?
Yes, absolutely.
A rotating group of 30 trained opera singers in New York. They are in different stages of their careers. Some are just starting out. Others have spent years doing this. They share the goal of making opera accessible. How many people here actually, truly like opera? You ever been to an opera?
I do.
I don't mean fan of the opera. I'm talking about, like, real opera.
Yeah, no, I've been to the Metropolitan Opera House several times.
So there's not a better place probably to share than the subway system in New York.
This is them.
Great acoustics.
Yeah. Monday night in the Union Square Station, members of the Opera Collective did some amazing things without knowing it. Just something special about Monday's performance. "I recall all three of us performing our strongest repertoire," said one of the members, "and we had quite a crowd. There's a woman sitting and listening for quite a while. Anytime anybody stays for longer than the time it takes to catch the train, it lifts our spirits." Hmm. Turns out they did just that and a whole lot more. When they finished singing, they found a note in their tip bucket. "I sat and listened to you sing for an hour. You guys are amazing. Today was one of the worst days of my life. I was contemplating suicide, but your voices filled me with a peaceful sensation and joy."
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh.
Wow.
Isn't that neat? That's the kind of stuff. When you say thanks, that's the kind of thanks that means something. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Wouldn't it be nice to make money off your hobby or passion?
technology today makes it so easy to get started and so inexpensive to test out an idea. The benefits to starting something on the side include
the education of running a business while enjoying the security of your job,
the opportunity to see if there is a market for your product or service,
gaining a new skill set to add to your resume,
more money in the bank.
Think about what you'd like to do. Freelance, offer lessons, provide a service, sell a product or handmade items.
Then test out your idea on friends and family to see if they'll buy.
Make extra money for yourself doing something you love. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Pass a transport truck coming the other way, and I'm going 120 miles an hour, and it blew a tire. I got shredded with rubber.
Peppered by shredded rubber at 120 mph. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Shredded with rubber.
Dangerous.
The truck blew the tire coming the other way, and I was shredded with rubber shrapnel. And I'm going 120 miles an hour the other way. So you know I'm f***ed up. Stayed straight, took it all in the chest and the face.
He does well by taking it in the face.
Well, I had a helmet on, so I'm he's allowed to say that. Visor down. Hurt, but I got through. A storm of rubber shrapnel peppered me. And at that speed, what are you going to do? Kept it twisted and went on. I got through.
Your passport to the open road.